Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. People get frustrated and depressed over the fact that they're not making the money they hoped they would. Stress builds up, and it can cause them to ruin their harmony in the house. We must constantly remind ourselves that we have no control over the amount of money that we make. We are told to make a normal effort and pray to Hashem for help. And once we have done those things, our job has been completed. The results are entirely in Hashem's hands. If a person is not earning a lot of money, it is only because Hashem determined that this is how the person needs to live at the moment for his own good. And if the person can accept that it's not in his control how much money he's earning, it'll be easy for him to cope with it. Hashem knows our needs. He knows about our bills. He knows about our expenses. And only after he takes all of that into account does he determine how much money we should have. Things change all the time. Sometimes we need to live paycheck to paycheck. Sometimes we need to borrow. And sometimes we have a surplus. It is all determined by Hashem for our best. There are so many people who are barely making ends meet, yet they're so happy because they know that their parnasah is coming from Hashem. It is so clear that parnasah comes from Hashem. A man told me he had to move from New Jersey to Brooklyn, and the higher rent payments made it a big struggle for him. His wife wanted to get some new furniture for their apartment, but he really didn't have the funds. He understood it was a necessity, so they went to a discount store and furnished the apartment as cheaply as possible. The total cost was $1,800, and the man put it on his credit card. 2 days before the bill was due, he still didn't have even one extra dollar to pay for it. He had a full-time job, but he needed the money he was making for all his other expenses. The day before he had to pay, he received a phone call from an organization that he volunteered for in New Jersey for the last 4.5 years. They said, "We automatically put people on our payroll after volunteering for 4 years. And you were here for 4 years and 5 months. We pay bi-weekly $180. We forgot to mail you your checks. You have 10 of them sitting here waiting for you, totaling $1,800. He couldn't believe what he was hearing. His friend picked up the checks for him that day and brought it to Brooklyn, and the man paid his bill on time. He said, "I do struggle somewhat financially, but knowing that Hashem is in charge makes it so much easier." Another man told me his son was away studying, and he became more religious. The father was very proud of his child's progress and encouraged it even more. His son asked if he could buy him some more respectable clothing and many Hebrew books that he needed. His father looked into it and determined it would cost him $500 to purchase these articles. The problem was he didn't have an extra penny to spare. He didn't want his son to know how much he was struggling, and he really wanted to get these things for him. That day he was in a convenience store and was thinking how he could possibly come up with the money. The person online before him bought a scratch-off lottery ticket. This man would usually never waste his money on those tickets. But he said to himself, I really want to help my son. I don't know what else to do. Just this one time, I'll buy a ticket. He purchased the scratch-off ticket, and amazingly, that ticket won him exactly $500. He emailed me the ticket in excitement, and he said, "I know it was Hashem who helped me." Whether we receive what we want or we don't, Hashem is always in charge, doing the best for us. He knows what we need better than we do, and if we trust Him, we'll have much more peace of mind. Have a great day.